What's up? Welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. And guess what? We got some shirts. We got some merch. So if you guys want to support us and this podcast and everything we do, go in the link description. Go to the link in the description, either in the app or the Spotify or wherever you're listening to this on, and go buy a shirt, man. Come on, man. Help us. Also, soon we're going to be doing a video special podcast. That's just a very, very special thing that we're going to be doing soon. So I hope you all enjoy. Right now it's me, Raymond, and Jeremy. And we're about to go to Vita Vegan, get our food on. And then we're going to go watch Mortal Kombat. And we don't know what Mortal Kombat is. What is Mortal Kombat?
I have no idea what that is. What are you talking about, bro? No, I'm just kidding. I played the game, like, religiously back in the day when I was a kid, so should be super cool to go check it out and see what the hype is about. I heard some people at work saying it was good, so yeah, let's get some vegan food and enjoy this movie. And I think we're also gonna hit the gym later too, so
I ain't going to no gym. Day.
You're gonna hit the gym, bro.
I ain't going to no gym.
You're hitting the gym, bro.
Gotta sleep.
You're hitting the gym, but
we're going to a nude beach.
You're going to, oh okay.
Right
that
now.
Sounds cool. All right. Thanks, everybody. Sayonara. Until the next time.
This guy
already. It's not even over.
Already.
Anyways, Raymond's already seen the movie. Raymond.
I have not
like,
seen
without
the movie.
Saying much.
You haven't seen it?
I have. I'm just kidding.
Without saying much, could you let us know if it was good in your opinion?
I think it was good, but it could have did without some stuff. And bro, there was no sex scenes. What you mean? It was good, but I expected more from it.
More nudity?
I expected more out of it, but it was good. Like, I'm not gonna lie, the special effects and everything, and it's good. But there's so much in it that it could have done without.
Okay. One more thing. Do you think that the experience of not being in the theater will change? Because you're right.
Oh, well, regardless, I think the movie was good. I think the movie was good.
Do you think right now, because you're going to watch it in theaters, do you think the experience is going to change?
Definitely, because the movie theater experience is always better than just watching it at home. Well, I got a pretty big TV at home, so it's still good to me. But
oh, shit.
But, can't even speak. What the hell is that word?
Procrastinate.
No, not procrastinate. I don't know. I forgot the word I was going to say. But, yeah, it's going to change the experience because the experience is always better in the theater.
Yes, sir.
It was good, though. Like, regardless, the movie was good. It's just my personal opinion is I think it could have did without some stuff. And, yeah, it was good, though. Jeremy?
Dang,
well,
Garrett's
calling
it, but I'm
Why is Garrett calling
like
me?
Like I said.
I haven't seen it either. I only saw the trailer because on Friday I went to go see another movie, Demon Slayer. That movie was fucking beautiful.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that one, it's an anime movie.
Someone recommended it to me. They said to watch it in sub.
Yeah, I watched it in dub, not sub. So leave the hate all you want, but I just wanted to watch the movie without reading because, you know, sometimes you want to appreciate the film for the art and not just be stuck reading.
Exactly. And then you look down at your phone or something, or you got to go to the restroom, and you come back, and you're like, damn, what happened?
Exactly. So I might go watch it again in sub just to, like, get a different experience. But other than that, I think that movie was beautiful. The art, it was, like, so realistic. It was amazing. I'm just a big movies fan.
Yeah, I heard it was good. I'm going to have to watch that, too.
Also, let us know if you want us to do a strip club experience, because me and Jeremy have never been to the strip club. Raymond has, but I think it would be such an interesting podcast for us to talk about the before and then the after. So
Tomo going to the strip club.
Yeah, there we go. But we're about to go get some
food.
Hilarious. And then we'll continue the podcast after the movie theater. All right, everyone, we just got done watching Mortal Kombat, and man, can I say that the storyline was bad.
What the heck? That shit was fire.
No. Raymond, back me up.
That movie was so sick.
Raymond, come on. Raymond,
Yeah, like I said, the movie, there's no denying the movie was good. It's just there's a lot of stuff in there that...
Like the fighting scenes are amazing.
Yeah, the fight scenes are amazing. But
the
all
quality,
that,
but the storyline moved too fast.
Yeah, like you were kind of like, whoa, like...
There was no, yeah, like, one character basically died in front of us, and he's the guy with the robot arms, but I thought he died. I was like, oh, I have no investment.
The
he's
ice
dead.
Cauterized his wounds, so he survived.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
He didn't die.
Jax.
He thought he died. He didn't die. He came back.
But the thing is, I literally thought, oh, there's I have no investment to this character. It's whatever. Guess what? He came back. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Little bitch hands and whatnot.
Like, yeah, look at the hands they gave him in the video.
Bro, I know, right?
He had the scar, and the scar amplified his hands, and it became like some crazy stuff.
I'm not going to say my boy Kano. Oh, bro, my boy Kano. Sheesh.
Bro, that fool's evil. What the fuck?
What do you mean he's the best character in the whole story?
He was funny at first, but that fool got murked.
It don't matter.
Wait. Spoilers.
I don't give a fuck. All right, spoilers. Spoilers, people.
Spoiler alert.
Undeniable, though. It is a good movie. It is a good movie. It's just there's stuff that they could have left out. There's stuff they could have added in.
Kato sold them out so quick.
The other main characters, like Katana is a main character. Even though they did shadow it, I don't know if you guys noticed, her blade was in the background.
Really?
Her fan. You know that fan that she has?
Yeah.
It was in the background.
Kano sold that fool out
maybe
so
that's,
quick.
That's showing that he'll be in the second one. They left it open for a sequel. You can straight up tell.
Yeah, that's why they put Cage at the end. But dude, yeah.
All
right.
But where are all the characters?
Yeah, like honestly, the whole movie was rushed too fast. I feel like they could have made individual pieces and at least worked on the storyline leading to the actual fight. But
I feel like that would have dragged on so far. We would have just been like, where's the fights at? What is this?
No, you could have developed into it. As a person that watches a lot of fights.
You watch animes, which are long and
let me. You're not letting me finish. You're not letting me finish. You're just cutting me off.
All right, you speak and I'll speak.
All right. I watch so many movies. So many movies about fighting and stories that involve a character building. Literally, this character right here was rushed with a bunch of other characters. There was no investment for me. And at the end of the movie, I was like, oh, this is cool. He saved his family with the blood lineages, whatever, with Scorpion. That's cool. I really like how they incorporated everything, but it was just too rushed for a two-hour movie, even less. I think they could have went about the storyline a little better, maybe focused on three characters instead of all the other characters, but I genuinely think it was rushed.
Yeah, like Kung Lao, how they killed him off, like by having his soul.
Yeah.
His soul took him. Like, I feel like he should have died in a fight, you know, if he was going to die. Like, they just pushed him forward and had him killed.
That was the main boss, though. Like, the main boss sucked his soul out.
And even then, they didn't even explain the soul getting sucked. Like, that. I just was like, oh, this is happening? This is a thing?
Yeah.
Well, in the game, he actually sucks people's souls out.
I just feel like in the games, it's like, you know, there's actual tournament and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking when I first saw it, that's how it was going to be. Like,
yeah.
Okay, like, yeah, there's going to be talking, but cut it short, you know? Like, a lot of the movie, it's kind of like King Kong versus Godzilla. it was a lot of talking, you know? And that's where the thing is like, the special effects were amazing. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah,
special
the fighting. Effects, like
the fightings were amazing. Crazy. They nailed the fights. They nailed that. But the storyline, how you're saying, like, that's why I was saying in the beginning is there's some stuff I feel like they could have left out and they could have added more. Like, there was only, like, what, five characters? Five?
Yeah, but it was just setting it up for the next one.
Oh, there was more, but, yeah,
true. He even said, like, oh, I got you a whole list of characters.
I liked how they left it open for another one.
Yeah, like, I got a whole list of
like how Mowgli was saying, they kind of rushed everything. Like, everything was happening so fast.
Well, if you think
like,
about it, they got a lot to
Sub-Zero's
put into
not,
it.
He's not normally a villain, though.
But I feel like they put as much as they could of a storyline into there. Like, even in the beginning, you see, like, his whole family gets killed off or whatever.
Jeremy, have you seen the Avengers?
Yeah.
What's the Avengers based off of?
I don't know.
It's based off of every superhero having their own movie that leads into that one thing.
So you want all these characters to have their own movie first before they even come out with Mortal Kombat?
Because then Mortal Kombat is the movie where they all come in and the tournament is literally the whole thing.
So they messed up by creating Mortal Kombat.
I ain't going to say they messed up, but they could have learned from the Marvel movies.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
That would help to build a character and then build another character and then build another character and then combine it. But like, this ain't that. This is a whole different thing. It's like, so we just gotta take it as it comes.
It's like for somebody who's never seen Mortal Kombat, they're like, what the hell? Like, you know, everything.
No, I was able to watch it. I was like,
You were able to watch it, but like I've expressed before, the whole premise was kind of rushed and it didn't let me soak in that, enjoying that and like me rushing. Like, how many people watch Spider-Man and then when they see him in Avengers, they're like, oh shit, Spider-Man better fucking, ooh. Yeah, and then when Spider-Man, Peter Parker is like, I'm sorry, I can't feel my leg. And he's like, whatever. He goes into the dust. You feel it as a fan.
Because you know him.
Yeah.
There you go. You just said it. You just said it, because you know all these people right here.
I don't disagree. Shit. I don't disagree with you. I'm saying it would have helped, but this is a totally different thing.
Do you see the cover of the photo? You see the cover, how it's Scorpion and Sub-Zero. You don't see Scorpion until the end. That's what I thought was kind of. That's what I was telling you. Let me spoil it for you in the beginning a little bit. Because bro, they hyped that up, that picture and stuff, that scene. If you've seen it in the trailer, and you don't see him till the end.
But he was at the beginning.
He was in the beginning, but he wasn't Scorpion.
And his family was, and his relative was fighting for him throughout the whole middle.
But they just did too
much. And then they brought him back from hell.
Yeah, it's just too much. And what is that guy's superpower? The guy, Raiden? The main story person?
Like, Raiden?
The guy with the electric?
Yeah, no. The main character, the guy who was fighting in the beginning. Cole?
Oh, cool.
That armor.
The armor.
Like, people would punch him, and he's...
It's like counter.
He soaks their power.
I feel like they could have gave him a better power.
He soaks their power, like, as they're hitting him or whatever they're doing to him.
And he counters.
And then, well, as soon as he hits him, it's all the punches in at once.
So he's just a fighter, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I feel like they could have made him little bit better.
Yeah, basically.
But basically, what we're trying to say is, if the poster is Sub-Zero,
you want
to
see the whole
and Scorpion,
movie about
they
them.
Literally
yeah.
should have just made it about those two characters and built off of that
but
movie.
But it basically was.
Nah,
because in the
fam.
Beginning...
Nah, fam.
You see it all tied together. Like, in the beginning, he freezes his family, and he does the same thing to Cole later.
But it's not about Cole. It's about Sub-Zero.
No, it's his whole family lineage. He even says it. He's like for the Raikou or whatever.
The Shiro,
whatever.
Hey, the fatalities, though? The fatalities?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's another thing I was going to say. In the beginning, you just see all this blood flying off. I'm like, what the
fuck? Those are sick. They nailed those. That's what I'm saying. They nailed the special effects. They nailed the fight scenes. Like, all that looks so good.
Look just like the game.
It's so good,
like,
yeah. It's just... The storylines and stuff, I feel like they could have done it better, you know?
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say, the storyline, they should have literally focused on individual characters, at least two characters. That would have been fine. Them learning about them having to be in a fucking tournament later on. But guess what? It rushed it into an actual fight where you don't see a tournament. It's like, oh, we just got to fight Dirty too. I'm just saying, this is just my opinion. We all, Jeremy disagrees with me.
I didn't say.
You're defending the movie.
I didn't say I disagree. But I'm saying I'm taking it as it comes. Like I just enjoyed it.
No,
it was
supposed to criticize this movie, not take it as it comes. You're not criticizing anything.
You're tripping.
Overall, I think we all can agree it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I just didn't like the storyline.
Yeah, the storyline. I just feel like you see, like Melina. Like I play the games. You know, I've kept up with the games since. I wasn't born, but since the beginning, Melina, before she got all grossed out, you know, she was just regular.
Oh, the one with the
yeah, bat. Yeah. So they didn't explain that; they just threw her out there, like you know. And her, what is it? It's supposed to be her sister Katana. She came before her, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know why they didn't add her in first.
Really?
Know? Yeah. Like they just rushed it. They just threw in these characters. I like Kano though.
Yeah, Kano. Okay,
Kano's funny.
If we can talk about Kano, oh, bro. This fool made me laugh, and it's been a while. Like,
he's the humor.
He spit on the gnome in the gnome's face
and died by the gnome,
bro. The next scene that made me laugh was whenever the guy's like, "Oh, I can make flames too, or what?" And then that guy, Liu Kang,
touches his right arm.
Yeah, touches his right arm.
Like, the fuck?
I swear, no one. That is probably one of the best actors ever.
He didn't even say what. It was so quick. He touched his arm. He's like, "The fuck?"
no one could have made the character better than him, and his comedy.
He was funny. That's all I got to get to him. But, like, the person himself is shitty. Like,
no, but we're talking about the actor. Like, if anyone brought comedy to the film,
he was funny. It was Kano.
Kano brought comedy to the film.
Yeah, Sonya, though. Sonya Blade.
He's like the raccoon in a...
Sonya Blade, what's your comments? What's your comments on the Sonya?
Sonya,
they nailed that,
dude. She was fire. She was like Tomb Raider type shit.
Who's Sonya?
The blonde one.
Oh, true. When
they nailed it, bro. They nailed it. She's perfect for that, bro.
I love me a blonde or whatnot.
Heck yeah, I love.
You see, I would have loved to learn about her. Okay, that's another thing. They literally could have focused on another film. Could have been like her and the sergeant.
Yeah, she could do her own movie.
They could have done their own movie on them for 7 years.
But what if they do that? Yeah. What if they do that in the future? They like do that
shit.
Bro, they pulled his arms off way too fast.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
I thought he died right away.
Well, when I first seen him with the real arms, I was like, I'm not sure who this is because Jax has like the big, you know what I mean?
Bro, I was like, Teen Titans, Cyborg or what?
Yeah, so when they ripped his arms off, I was like, oh,
where is the you know what I mean? What are they? Are they cyborgs? Yeah. You know the robot dudes?
Yeah.
I forgot what they are. I think that's what they're called, cyborgs. Where are they at? Like, there's so many characters they left out. Like, Quan Chi. I don't know if you know who Quan Chi is.
No, I don't really know any characters from Mortal Kombat.
There's a lot of characters on there. Well, the good thing is, now that they're you know, those... The villains,
yeah.
They died. See, they didn't actually kill him, though, because now that guy's going
to... Oh, yeah. The way he worded it.
He's going to bring him back.
Yeah,
because so,
that's what he said.
If you know who Smoke is... Most likely, Sub-Zero is gonna become that guy Smoke, which I think they call him Noob.
Well, that's what the main villain said. He's like, death is only a portal.
Yeah, so he's gonna bring him back. But I just feel like,
how he was in hell.
There was no tournament in there. There was like no tournament.
That was all a tournament. All
that
the
was not a tournament.
All bro, the fights were tournaments.
They tried to kill it before the tournament.
The whole thing about the tournament was there was 10 fights, right? And they already killed 9 of them. They were like, one more, we take over Earthrealm. That is the tournament. Those individual fights is the main tournament. You know what I mean? They're trying to kill the 10 opponents. Once they kill the 10, they take over the Earth. That whole world takes over the Earth.
I need to hear more people who've never seen this. Like, we need to see more of their... Well, whenever they hear this podcast,
but I'm
pretty
like,
sure they'll leave it in the comments what they think, you know, for people who have seen the movie. It's on HBO Max. I have it on HBO Max. All right,
bro, chill.
So that's how I've seen it. So
all right, you seen it?
No, I'm just trying to tell you, bro. Like this, if you need to watch it again.
Bro,
to watch
to talk
the,
about what I like.
Watch you like to see the fucking bloopers. Go ahead. What do you like? What do you like?
All right, I like how they were.
That's enough.
True to
like
the levels. They were true to the levels.
What do you mean?
Like how like they had the frozen level, like Sub-Zero, his individual level. They had like the pit, the fight pit. That was the actual level in the game, like. All these were actual levels.
I thought
that was pretty cool.
They did have
actually that. My favorite fatality was whenever Liu Kang shot the fire and then the dragon came out.
Yeah, that was sick.
I thought that was the best thing ever. I was like, okay.
Jax was pretty dope.
I like
too,
how they got Liu Kang though. Him. Yeah, I like how they got him with his kicks, his fire. But I feel like they kind of weakened him a bit because
Liu Kang.
Yeah, normally he's stronger. You know?
And actually, you're right. How was he weaker? And he's been training longer than all of them.
Yeah. Well, normally he should be stronger than them. And Raiden didn't do shit. I thought that was
the main boss. The main boss grabbed him.
Cabal is not the main boss. No, you're talking about... Bro,
we're talking about
Kung
Liu Kang.
Yeah, we're talking about
fire.
Liu Kang.
Oh, never mind.
Kung Lao's
the
one with the hat. No, I feel like they shouldn't have killed him off like that. He was so good and they killed
But death is only a portal. He's going to come back.
How do you know?
What do you mean, bro?
Because they brought freaking...
That's not his villain, bro.
They brought Scorpion back.
Scorpion brought himself back.
Because his blood was on the blade. His blood was on the blade.
How do you know?
He transferred himself into.
How do you know the other homie's blood wasn't somewhere?
Because, bro, he's
gonna come back.
He got his soul.
He's gonna come back.
Bro, his soul is sucked.
He's gonna come back.
That guy sucked the dick out of him.
The only way you could, I'm pretty sure, release him is if you kill that main dude.
He's gonna come back. If it's possible for one person to come back from hell, you really think these other fools are really dying?
He set it up for himself to come back. That's the thing.
And his soul wasn't sucked. The soul was literally put in the guy's mouth and went down.
Raiden brought him back.
No, Raiden didn't.
Because at the end, he looked at Raiden and was like, he was like, I'm impressed. And he was like, Thanks for the help.
Bro, he gave him that guy's blade. Remember when he died? He had the blade? He picked up that blade. He transferred himself.
And then when his own his blood lineage touched the blood, it opened it up.
Yeah, and it allowed him to be able to escape from the house to come back.
That's, I still believe he's going to come back.
That's why he... No, bro, no. Kung Lao died another way. He died.
Oh, he died another way.
He died another way, though.
Bro, what the fuck?
It's possible.
His soul got sucked.
Did you see him get picked up like how he picked him up with the smoke? No, bro. He died. They left his body there.
He's coming back, bro.
They bent him over, took his cheeks, and called him Sunshine.
He's coming back, bro.
Bro, he ain't coming back.
I believe.
He ain't coming back,
just
bro.
Just let me believe, bro. Let me believe.
I'm telling you, bro.
He's coming back.
Look at this guy over here.
He ain't coming back. Just accept that shit.
He's coming back.
But he's not. Bet you $100.
No, I ain't betting. I just believe.
Because you know I'm right.
I don't know you're right. I don't know if I'm right, but he's coming back.
He ain't coming back.
It was a good movie, though. It's just, like I said in the beginning, they could have did more.
They could have thought about it a little more.
They should never have made Scorpion and Sub-Zero the main cover if they were only going to fight in the end.
Exactly. If anything, knowing that Sub-Zero is one of the most main characters of Mortal Kombat, they should have made a movie straight up about Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
I think that would have done way more than this movie.
Yeah. Sub-Zero was good, though. They nailed him.
Like, yeah. He was Bi-Han? Bitch-Han? Yeah, they nailed him.
They nailed him. They took him. It was good. It's just, yeah, like, they should have... they could have did so much more. Like, I wasn't disappointed, but I was disappointed at some parts.
I was disappointed the minute everything started moving fast. I was like, aw.
Yeah. Like, it was good. It was really good. Like, I'm... If I had to rate it...
It was a great
if
movie.
If I had to rate it...
I thought it was great.
We'll see. For me, it's between a 6 and a 7 for me.
I thought it was a solid...
It's not a 5. It's a little
for
bit
For me, it was a 4.
A 4?
Fuck, that's low.
Bro, you don't get it. I was literally paying attention to the whole film.
Yeah, if we had to just go based off of the effects and the fighting, I was like a... I think it could have been a 10.
That's 9, the only 10. Reason it's a 4.
Yeah.
Because the story is what makes me believe it. Yeah. And, like, it makes me want to be invested. If it was a really good story, that shit would have been easily a 9 or a 10.
Yeah, it could have been easily 9 or a 10. That's why, bro, critics, how do you think critics are going to rate it? They watch these things and they... It's like your food. When you eat something, you criticize it. You know, you're just like I said, it was good, bro, but it could have been... It could have had more.
I thought it was great.
What's your rating, then?
10 out of 10.
Get the fuck out of here. You can't rate a 10 out of 10 if you're agreeing with me in most parts.
No, would you watch it? Jeremy would watch it again.
I'd watch it again for the show.
You'd watch it again?
I don't know.
I watched it a second time because theater experience, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did the theater experience change anything for you?
Not me as my perspective of what I think about the movie. It's still the same. It's going to remain the same. But the chairs, the recliners made it more comfortable. The big screen made it more comfortable. The sound made it more. I like the experience. Like, the experience is better than at home, even though my at home one's pretty good too, because I get to lay down. But I like that. I'd rather be in the theater than be watching a movie at home. But as my perspective and thoughts for the movie, no, it's not going to change it because it's the same thing, you know? It just made it look better and bigger, but it's still the same. Like, all
right. Well, now we know.
It's a good movie, though. I'm not going to lie about that. It's undeniably it's a really good movie. It's just they could have did a bit more.
Well, do you guys have anything else to say about this?
Follow Jeremy.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
This has been the Tomo Podcast. Buy a shirt.
Yeah, buy a shirt. Link in the description, everyone.
Let us know. What kind of merch you want. If you want socks, we can make socks. If you want beanies, we got
underwear,
you. Rings.
Tomo Podcast special coming soon. It's a secret, but it's going to be a video for the YouTube, for the Tomo Podcast YouTube channel. We have one, if you don't know. Subscribe.
New ad coming soon. We're going to make a new intro. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to make a new intro with the homies.
I'm thinking about a new one every month or so, maybe 2 months.
Hey, bro.
Yep.
So
we got to switch it up, you know.
Be on the lookout. Also, I just bought some new Nigers. They skate really good.
100 likes on Jeremy's photo, and he'll buy you all coffee.
Oh.
Also, we're going out late tomorrow. Should be fun. Leave in the comments what we should do.
Beach day or strip club day?
For like another week or two, bro. You know what you're saying? Leave a comment.
No, I'm uploading this tomorrow. ASAP.
ASAP.
Because this would be irrelevant. The movie just came out.
That's true.
We got to put it out.
Leave a comment for tomorrow then when you guys hear this.
Also.
For the next day. Bro, you got staples on your glasses? I just noticed that. Why you got staples in your glasses? I thought I was ghetto. That's ghetto, bro. You ever heard of tape?
Ain't no staples. Look. That's how they're made.
Look. Let me show you.
That's how they're made.
With staples?
They're not staples. Look, it's not on the other side.
Oh, it looks like a staple. That's just how they're made. Dang.
Style.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Tomo Podcast. We are out.
I broke these. I broke these at work. Look, I had to glue them. They broke in half.
Still talking? Bro,